Kardamo vacha tushto hamadya tavamana vimana daya sushrushaya padamaya padaya cha bhaktiya Yodehi nam ayamati vasudit sadeho. Navik shitak samuchitak shapitum madarte. Kardama uvacha. The great sage Kardama said, Tushtaha, pleased, aham, I am, adya, today, tava, with you, manavi, O daughter of Manu, manadaya, who are respectful. Sushushaya. By the service. Padamaya. Most excellent. Padaya. Highest. Cha. And. Bhaktiya. By the devotion. Yaha. That which. Dehinam. To the embodied. Ayam. This. Ativa. Extremely. Surit. Dear. Saha, that, dehaha, body, na, not, avikshitaha, taken care of, samuchitaha, properly, kshapitum, to expand. Bend. Madarte. On my account. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Kardama Muni said, O respectful daughter of Swayambhuva Manu, today I am very much pleased with you for your great devotion and most excellent loving service. Since the body is so dear to embodied beings, I am astonished that you have neglected your own body to use it on my behalf. Purport. It is indicated here that one's body is very dear. Yet Devahuti was so faithful to her husband that not only did she serve him with great devotion, service, and respect, but she did not even care for her own health. That is called selfless service. It appears that Devahuti had no sense pleasure, even with her husband, otherwise she would not have deteriorated in health. Acting to facilitate Kardama Muni's engagement in spiritual elevation, she continually assisted him, not caring for bodily comfort. It is the duty of a faithful and chaste wife to help her husband in every respect, especially when the husband is engaged in Krishna consciousness. In this case, the husband also amply rewarded the wife. This is not to be expected by a woman who is the wife of an ordinary person. Devahuti is an exceptional lady. Her husband is an exceptional man.
their marital relation is not according to the norm, it's exceptional. She's being tested. She has to show herself great power of austerity and sacrifice. But her husband has the power and the compassion, the willingness to reward her amply for the troubles she has taken. So the principle is there for every Vedic marriage, but this is an extreme case where the woman has denied herself, or she's accepted, according to her circumstance, the not being able to live, have any comfort, to enjoy any sense gratification. She thereby neglected her body. The body and the mind normally demand comfort and some sense gratification, just like a motor has to be lubricated. So we need, not most of us, unless we are great yogis and sages, we need some sense gratification, some pleasure, some comfort in our lives. It's different degrees. Especially the Westerners, they're accustomed to more comfort. Indians, they're accustomed to more austerity, but it's just a matter of degrees. Yeah. Everybody still is expecting and needing some sense gratification in his life, some comfort and luxury of some sort, to some degree. Devakuti, as far as it's possible for someone in a female body, she went without all comfort. Extreme case. And she did it out of devotion for her husband. Not because she had some sankalpa, some intention in her heart. A woman, if she has a strong desire, she can do almost anything. Women are motivated by desire, by their emotions. So when a woman gets an idea in her head, she can undergo great austerities. Like, who was that? Ambika, what's her name? Who was supposed to marry Vichitravirya and Bhima didn't, you know, and she wanted to marry Bhima. Bhishma. And he had taken a vow. Now I will never get married. So he had to refuse her. And she wanted to kill him. And she couldn't, had no power to do that in her woman's body. Practically nobody could try to kill Bhishma. Most expert and powerful warrior. How is she going to kill him? Yeah. Kalidas was stabbed in the back by some court lady. But he was a weakling, Kalidas. Yeah. He was asking for it. Yeah. Poets associate with prostitutes and, you know, and they have a pretty, their morality is not the highest standard. So, you know, he got stabbed in the back by a prostitute. But nobody, you can't expect that some woman could come and stab Bhishma in the back. Now, a woman couldn't get within a mile of him, within 1 kilometer of him. What to speak of, nobody could do that to Bhishma. He could fight 10,000 warriors on the battlefield. Certainly no woman could stab him in the back. Ambika was her name? She had Amba. She didn't have any hope in her present body to get her revenge on Bhishma. So she vowed that I will burn my body to ashes. I will put my body in the fire and I'll take a male birth, a suitable birth to kill Bhishma. And she did that. She had such an intention that she put her body in the fire, the sacrificial fire. Burned herself to death intentionally, just because she had that sankalpa to get revenge on Bhishma, because he slighted her. So a woman can undergo great austerities and pain if she has an intense desire. But Devahuti, her austerities were sattvic, she's not demoniac. She underwent, accepted great pain and trouble, only to execute her dharma. She happened to be the wife of the sage, so therefore it was her dharma, her duty. Karyam ityeva yat karma niyatam kriyate arjuna sangam chakra palam chayva. Tyaga sattvika uchite. This is tyaga, renunciation, in the mode of goodness. You understand that this is my duty? According to my individual situation, I'm disciple of so-and-so, I'm the son of so-and-so, I'm the wife of so-and-so. Whatever my situation is, I have my particular duty. And without sangam chakra palam chaiva, giving up my material desires, my own ambitions, putting them aside, and not thinking about how I enjoy the fruit of my austerity, renouncing the fruit also, one simply does what's prescribed for him, out of duty. That is renunciation in the mode of goodness. So Devahuti is performing such renunciation. Simply because she's the wife of a sage, she has to live the sage's life and accept great bodily austerities. That's what sages do. They wear matted locks. They undergo austerities. They don't dress themselves nicely. They don't eat nicely. What is it? Bala na kaive? Kabo na bala na paribo? This instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to... Yes, to Raghunathdas. Don't eat nicely and don't dress yourself nicely. This is a renunciant's... this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants of a renunciant. So the wife of a sage also, she can't dress nicely like other ladies do. She can't eat nicely. She doesn't have maidservants. She doesn't have comforts, which a woman usually expects from her husband. But she voluntarily, out of the sense of duty, accepted these great troubles. And on the power of such sattvika tapas, she was awarded, first of all, more comfort and sense gratification than she could ever enjoy, enough to satiate her forever. In fact, she became later repentful. I'm worn out by all this sense gratification. Too much sense gratification. Nirvina nitara bhuman asarindriya tarshanat. She later complains to her son. I'm just disgusted. I've had too much asarindriya tarshanat, this agitation of the material senses, which is simply impure, materialistic. It wasn't in her case. Her enjoying with her husband and then begetting her 9 saintly daughters and then begetting the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you should not call that materialistic. She's the mother of God. So then maybe the mythology of Mother Mary, the Immaculate Conception, without having any sex, she begot Jesus Christ. But here we have the practically the opposite. Devahuti enjoyed practically unlimited sense gratification, enjoyed sex with her husband for a long time, and then she begot her daughters and then the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever. Still, we cannot say that she's a materialist. When we undergo austerities, we may be given material benefits along with the spiritual benefits, side benefits. If we're very serious about being austere, about being renounced, we won't accept the material benefits. We'll give them away to somebody else. But in Devahuti's case, she's a woman. It's natural for a woman to want to enjoy like that. So she accepted. Later she repented. This is an extreme case of a perfect, saintly woman. We cannot expect, if we're married, that our wives are going to be like Devahuti and subject them to such deprivation. because this is the standard. This is the perfect marriage, and therefore my wife should also be a perfect wife. First you be a perfect husband, and then demand that of your perfect wife. Now, you be a sage like Gautama, undergo his austerities, then you can demand of your wife that she goes without nice things. And don't expect your children are going to be Prahlad Maharaj. We have to be practical. But such great women like Aditi, Devahuti, they were themselves very great yogis and therefore were very powerful. And their children were very powerful. Both of them are mothers of the Supreme Lord. Aditi, the mother of Lord Vamanadev, and Devahuti, the mother of Lord Kapila. Okay, so are there any questions or comments? Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.